And if I may add to that, we are already doing that at PFW, at WBAI, and it works quite well. And in fact, at WBAI, Berthold keeps his own records of what's done, and so he has an idea of what the cash flow is and what, where things are going and what he needs to take care of when. But NETA is also getting it at the same time, and it really works quite well. I think they're, Berthold uses QuickBooks, and the difference in their, in NETA's, what NETA has and what Berthold has is something like 2%, and that has to do with accrual of pensions and vacation time that Berthold doesn't do. The HR department at NETA does, and it really works quite well. I mean, I wish we could print some money at WBI too. We can't, it doesn't fix that problem, but it does help with the expenses. I'm sorry, who's next? Anita, were you going to respond?
No, sir. I was just going to say it allows us to provide cash flow management, if you will.
Yeah.
So, in other words, and we can also work with vendors to say, you know, we can't pay you the full amount, but let's pay you 10 this week or this month or what have you. It's just a different approach. So forth, you're always preserving the funds that you need for payroll and health insurance and what have you.
Yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Teresa.
Well, at one point, I think you said, Anita, incidentally, thank you again for your time. I know it's really precious, and I really do appreciate it. At one time, I think you said something to the effect that regarding the bank accounts, that there was one bank that you did not have access to. Has that been resolved?
I don't think so.
Okay. Is it KPFT's bank account that you still don't have access to?
Correct.
Well, Mr. Chair, I guess maybe we need to determine what can be done about this. I don't know whether it can be done in an open session or whether we need to talk to the executive director, but I think that's problematic. And I don't know whether we need to have a motion, someone to make a motion regarding these vendors and letting NETA have access to, you know, so she can at least see when things are being paid, everyone. Do we need to do that, or do we need to discuss this further to see whether it would be of use? I mean, I guess people should weigh in. Do you think it would be of use?
Back to the stack.
Thank you.
Beth, I'm going to just see if anybody else wants to get on that stack. Anyone else?
Arpal.
Anyone else? We'll go with Beth for now.
So moved. Now we can discuss it.
I think we're going to have to do a little wordsmithing there.
I would like to reflect just what was previously expressed just prior to my motion. That's what I'm moving. I wouldn't change a word.
I'm tempted to call on our Paul to work his magic.
Am I next on stack?
Indeed, you are.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I think NETA should see everything because that's a part of what it means to have a chief financial officer, which is really all of NETA at this point, is to keep an eye on things. And it's when you don't see stuff that suddenly it can go very awry, and then you look at it sometime later and you say, wowee, that's ballooned into something disastrous. So, yeah, NETA should see everything. Now, if people want to make a motion, that's fine. But, one, I think we already passed a motion. NETA gets to see stuff. And, two, if people want to pass some other motion, they need to come up with actual words. But I don't know. I mean, I'd have to look back at old minutes and see exactly what we passed for any TA. I think we said they get to see everything, didn't we?
I was recalling that I thought we did pass a motion about seeing the bills, so if you will. But I'm not positive. As I say, I know we passed one for credit card accounts, for bank accounts.
Well, if people can wait, you know, for the next meeting or something, I can certainly just research all the motions we've passed and see what exactly the wording was. But my recollection is they're supposed to see it all.
Chris, yeah. Corey for the stack.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I remember one motion in particular had a lot of wording in it. I mean, it was a long list. It was a regular grocery list of financial information. So if we can find that motion and see what, if anything, was missing, then all we have to do is basically, you know, run it up the flagpole because it should already be in force.
And that also is an issue. Is it,
Teresa,
you know, we can pass all the motions we want, but are they going to be enforced? But, yeah, we could obviously what we would be doing is making a motion to recommend to the PNB that they pass a motion to that effect, which they have done for us every time so far. I heard you, Teresa. Go ahead.
I guess I'm asking Chris, do you think we've already passed a motion requesting that that Anita have this access to all this information?
Yes.
Is there a chance we've already passed it?
I believe that we have, yes.
Kat, you have any idea how long ago it was?
Would have been within the last year, but I'm really bad at placing things in time.
Uh-huh. I can appreciate that. Well, maybe somebody might be able to just flip through the past minutes and find it, but
I think I said that's what I do.
I guess I was just, I'm sorry, I appreciate everything that you do. You don't have an easy job. I was just wondering if it's already been passed, then maybe we don't need to wait 2 weeks to ask about it. If we can find it tonight, then maybe we can actually have somebody call our interim executive director and say, we've asked for this. Can you make it happen?
Well, I think our Paul is going to need to take some time and review the minutes. And then we're also going to need to review the minutes at the PNB and see if it was passed in the same form with the same wording, which I'm thinking it was, but I'm not positive.
Back to the stack again?
Mr. Chair.
May I hear our Paul first?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm not going to look through minutes. After every meeting, I post what motions were passed during the meeting. So I'll just go through those files, and it will pop up pretty fast. So,
yes.
You know, but I don't want to rush it. If I rush it, I'm liable to miss something. So
I guess what we're suggesting here is that maybe we could give our Paul the 2 weeks between now and the next meeting, not only to make up the minutes for this meeting and to do the other things he does as secretary with attendance and everything, and let him come back to us in 2 weeks. And in the meantime, maybe we could play around with crafting some language for a motion. And I heard someone asking for the stack. Who was that, Beth?
Yes, thank you.
Go ahead.
Yes. Is there any reason, I wasn't here for anything that happened before the beginning of this board year, so I don't know what may have happened in this year, but I'm wondering, is there any reason not to move that NEDA be provided with unrestricted access to KPFK financial information, rather than itemize every last thing that they should be permitted to see, lest we might forget one, wouldn't it be simpler just to affirm the positive that INMETA shall be provided unrestricted access to KPFK financial information? Is there a reason not to do that? If there's no reason not to do that, then that's going to be my motion.
Teresa for the stack.
Paul, was that a request for the stack?
No, I'm just saying it. If we've already passed a motion, we shouldn't pass another motion like it or similar or something like that.
Right.
That's why it would be good if we could. If I had the time, I could look this up, but I can't do it during the meeting.
Right. I'm sorry, Alpo. I just meant to ask you if you were asking for the stack. I think Teresa was next, and then Sharon. Anyone else? Go ahead, Teresa.
Oh, my point was, why should we have a motion that just mentions KPFK if we have a motion already or should have a motion that gives NETA access to everything? And we should have enforcement of that. If the national board passed it, then it should happen.
I think it's also a violation of parliamentary procedure to pass something you've already passed, or to even... is that not correct, Paul?
Yeah, if we've already passed it, we start running afoul of things if we try to pass something, as I said, which is the same or very similar to something we've already passed. You can start running yourself into trouble doing that.
Right.
Lyndon for the stack.
I have Sharon first and then Lyndon.
Okay, yes. I just want to say I think we should give our Paul the 2 weeks, it's not that much time to just check for what we have passed, because I recall we passed something pretty extensive also. And I also agree with Teresa's point that we shouldn't pass something that's just referring to KPFK only. In fact, I think that could get into that situation where, you know, maybe we do have sort of conflicting things that we've passed or something like that. So I really do think we should wait the 2 weeks. And the other reason why I think we should wait is so we can just move on to the agenda, because I really would like to talk about the budget timelines. And also I'd like to end in a timely manner.
Thank you, Sharon. Are you done?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Lyndon?
First, I'd say that I know we passed something referring to bank accounts, and that has not been fully enforced. I'm very sure of that. And the second thing is, Paul, could you do it like in less than a week, maybe, perhaps? And just let us know?
Yeah,
and
sure. I just can't do it during a meeting.
Okay. I got it. I'm with you. And if you could tell me where to look for on the national, I don't know where we accumulate those motions. I would definitely look if I get a hint. Thank you.
I think starting with Paulina would be a good start. Anyone else for the stack? We started this item late, so technically we do still have about 10 minutes on it, but that's going to take us close to our 10:15 time certain. So if we're ready to move to the next item, we can do that. Is there anyone else who wants to discuss anything more on this question of access for NETA to the financial information or the KPFK budget? Hearing none, why don't we go to our next item, which is a discussion of budget timelines. Paul, you sent an email around about this, and so I just figured we could have an open discussion of it on the committee. That's why I put it on the agenda.
Okay, yeah. I'm just saying, My main thing is, yeah, at some point we got to start looking at the FY22 budgets. I mean, you know, if you look at, and I sent the timelines partly because if you look at them, the older ones, you could see that we're really up against it. In the older timelines, you'll notice that the LSBs were supposed to be done by July 31st. So, you know, we would, so the LSBs might want to look at things. So basically, my thought is we need to pay attention to the idea that there needs to be at least the set of things. Now, not necessarily with a time or a date next to them, but we need to start working on all of those various things that are in the timeline, you know, like the CFO talks to the treasurers and people do start making lists for their station, then the manager presents it, then the LSC passes it, then it goes to the FC, all that stuff. And maybe just decide we're going to be flexible on it. Maybe that's the idea, because obviously we can't do there's no way we're going to set up a timeline that will have us presenting or getting the PNB to approve FY22 budgets before FY22 begins. So I just really sent that so that people would say, yeah, we gotta start thinking about that and getting moving on that kind of soonish. That was my major idea.
Thank you, R. Paul. Anyone else?
Sharon for the staff.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate it, R. Paul. And I'm looking at the, appreciate that you gathered all these timelines, and I'm looking at the fiscal year 20 budget timeline, where our timeline, as you pointed out, had us get the PNB adopting the budgets in December for budgets that started in October when the fiscal year starts. So I guess what I agree, it's, well, this is what I just want to say what we're going to do at KPFA. Okay, maybe I can just say that. Because I was thinking in my mind about the timeline we had used last year. So I was planning on, we do a budget workshop in August. And so we do intend on having a budget submitted to the LSB for approval in September. So that is what we're planning to do at KPFA. And maybe that goes along with what you were saying about being somewhat flexible. Although, as you were saying it, I realized even if we do that in September, it still doesn't meet that October 1st, you know, deadline for when the new fiscal year starts. But I just wanted to say that's what we're doing at KPFA.
This is the chair. I'd like to say that I know that WBAI has also started its budget process. Could we possibly go around and see what the other stations are doing?
Yeah, Chair, this is Nick for this app.
Hi, Nick. Go ahead.
WPFW had its first budget meeting tonight with plan on having a draft budget in front of its LSB in August and approval in September.
Good. Anyone else? Texas, KPFK?
Texas says that we were scheduled to discuss the budget. A draft was sent to us by our business manager, and I spoke with the chair of the finance committee, and it was at that point he had just been notified that our general manager had resigned. So his desire was that we would wait to do our budget based upon talking with our new general manager. I thought our general manager was supposed to start August 1st, and now I'm hearing through several rumors that it's going to be August 8th. So I don't know.
And anyone from KPFK?
Could Fred have the floor?
Sure, Fred.
Okay. Well, At the beginning of this month, I sent some emails to our business manager and general manager notifying them about the start of the FY22 budget development period. And then I sent another email to our interim general manager about 2 weeks ago, and I've gotten absolutely no response. We've talked about the budget at the local finance committee, but management really is responsible for starting this process off, and I can't seem to get any kind of response from management. I realize they've got other problems, but this is part of their job. And so I'm sorry.
Well, we know that you have difficulty this year getting a budget, and you know, weren't able actually to get one to send to us. So perhaps we can think of a workaround for this year and possibly have you know, if we put KPFK first on our priority, and if we have NETA help us like they're doing now with KPFK, perhaps we can build it a little bit in reverse with having the Finance Committee, the National Finance Committee, and NETA putting it together and reaching out to Barry for his assistance in providing the data, and, you know, change the impetus of where it's coming from a little bit. I hope we can try to do that.
Beth,
go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, what Fred reports rings true to me. That's where I've followed the process, and we just have extraordinarily difficult time getting timely information from staff, or information at all, or response at all. And so I think it would be unwise of us just to sit and wait and hope that something happens. I think it would be, it behooves us to come up with a plan B. I do feel like we're sort of in limbo between general managers at this point, because I haven't gotten a lot of response from the current interim, and I know our new general manager isn't due to arrive on the scene until September 15th, which is very late in the process, and he'll be completely new to the situation and the finances and all. So I think it's that much forethought, I think, will do us well. I like what you're proposing, James. Makes sense to me.
Anita, may I ask you, you know, do you think with what we've got putting together now for fiscal year 21, you know, will we be able to turn around and start with KPFK first and use the information that we've gotten? You know, we're building this with 9 months of actuals. Perhaps we can turn around and start to build a budget for KPFK based on what we just are about to do.
Yes, absolutely. And honestly, we kind of would like to help drive that, if you will, because that ensures that, you know, we'll get it done. And I totally agree. I don't want to wait around for an answer. Hopefully we can have meetings for the business managers and get them on a timely basis, if you will, to get them turned around.
Yes. I appreciate
Beth, to Stack again briefly. I just wanted to offer whatever help I can provide to Anita, if there's any way I can be of service in that process. I mean, I'm not staff. I don't have access to those books directly. I don't get much response when I request much, but if there's any way I can be of service to you or any of your staff in that process, please don't hesitate to let me know.
Thank you very much.
I have a question for Teresa, if I may, or Lyndon. Do you think Markeisha can sort of fill in for the manager and possibly, you know, start working on a budget with your finance committee?
It would be nice if we had some contact from our interim executive director as to who is in charge of KPFT right now. Because I certainly can't go to the business manager and say, oh, you're in charge. I don't think she would like that.
Well, you're the chair of the finance committee, right?
No, I'm not the chair of the finance committee. I'm the treasurer. The chair of the finance committee is Sandy Weinman.
Okay.
I will talk to Sandy. I'll try to call him tomorrow to start again. But his impression was that he didn't want to do the budget without speaking to our new general manager. Right now, I have no idea who is responsible for this station. I have no idea who has the keys. I don't know how to reach anybody for any decision. I know the business manager's there. She's there, and we have a part-time development director, and I've been told there's some person that is helping with the boards, but don't have a phone number for this person. Don't have no idea what their credentials were. Wasn't even aware. I was told they were working for the station back in February, but nobody told me that. So I didn't see it on the budget, but I mean, I didn't see it in the figures for any payroll that we gave this person. So I'll do the best I can to get our budget, but I hope you can appreciate that I can't just make it up.
Right. When you say they're there, Markeisha is there. You mean she's on the payroll. She's present. Yeah. She's not in the building, right? Nobody's in the building.
That's right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And she probably knows how much is in the bank account.
Right. Okay. Well, that's the best we can do for now, I guess. Lyndon, do you have any thoughts on that?
No.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay.
I'm sorry, James. May I ask one other question?
I think I heard Nick. Nick, do you mind if she asks
a
follow-up?
No, go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
I'll be very. It would be very helpful, Anita, if and or others, if the local stations could know about budget items that we need to add that are on a more national basis, i.e. interest in or any principal payments on the loan, any increases of operating expenses related to perhaps funding the salary of an IED or an ED or anything on that level on a national basis that we need to include in our FY 2022 budgets. If you can get us that information sooner than later, that will help us.
Be happy to.
I would like to ask Anita, I think most of those items he just named are items that are paid through the national office.
Yes.
Would we be dealing with that when we work on the national office budget after we do KPFK?
Yes. I mean, we could add in that information to the budgets or send the information for it to be keyed in.
I thought the way that it was actually supposed to work is that, it has been working, is that the stations theoretically pay central services, and then the office, national office, has been taking the interest payments out of that or whatever other income they're having to make the interest payments on the loan. That is how it's been working, right?
Correct.
Good. So the stations
Lyndon for the SAC.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Yeah, I agree with most of that, but I was thinking that we were
charged interest at some time. Or, we had a special charge for the the CPB, $137,000 or whatever. That's right. So anything, yeah. Of course, you don't know that in advance, but anything in advance, like if interest was not charged out of the essential services, would be great. But I agree that most of it probably is the essential services.
Which doesn't help if nobody's paying them. So everybody, please, please, please make an effort. Anybody else? Hearing no one, if we're done with this item, I guess we are done with this meeting. And
this is Teresa. I had that other question.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Maybe this was discussed when you discussed the agenda. I was asking if we have seen the contract for the sale of KPFT, which was we passed this and it was to be delivered to the the PNB or the interim executive director. I want to see the contract for the sale of KPFT's building.
Right, we did discuss that. That was part of my announcements at the beginning of the meeting, and I'll very briefly say it again. The executive director's response was, and I quote, it will be forthcoming at the appropriate time for directors only. That was in response to the request for the broker's contract for the sale of the KPFT studio building. And in the same resolution, we requested to see the renegotiated FJC loan agreement, and a response to that was, it is under review, this is a quote, it is under review for any necessary redactions, which I see I misspelled in the notes.
I wonder if our building is for sale. Should I propose a motion to ask the interim executive director and the PNB if the KPFT building is listed for sale? Because I think if you Google our address right now, it doesn't indicate that the building is for sale.
Yeah, you are free to make any motion that you wish.
Right, that's what I move. I move that we ask the PNB and the interim executive director for proof that the KPFT building is for sale, is listed for sale. Maybe that one of the directors wants to know.
Maybe.
Okay. So we have a motion. Is there any discussion?
Give me a second here.
Take your time, Art Paul.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Gotcha, Chris.
Okay, could I hear it just said again?
I move that we ask the interim executive director and the Pacifica National Board for evidence that the KPFT building, 419 Lovett, is listed for sale.
Okay, what I have is the NFC asked the interim executive director and PNB for evidence that the KPFT building at 419 Lovett, that's L-O-V-E-T-T,
mm-hmm, in Houston,
is
mm-hmm.
listed for sale.
Right.
Oh, by the way, everyone, I'm listing us as having gone into new business when this started getting discussed. So we're in new business.
Okay, fair enough. And we're 4 minutes from time certain. So before this goes in, just be aware of that if you feel the need to extend at some point.
This is Teresa. Chris? I move to extend 5 minutes. Can I do that in the middle of a motion?
I think the motion was already made, and Chris has asked for the stack. So I went to Chris. Why don't we go ahead and have Chris speak, and then Teresa, if you want to, I'll have you on the stack next if you want to move to extend.
Yes.
Okay. Chris?
Yeah, this is another case where we may have already requested that information from the IED. I'm getting a little fuzzy. It's late, and I can't quite recall. I really don't see any problem with reiterating it in this particular case, though, given the fact that IED has insisted that she has. So that's all. Thanks.
Were you thinking, Chris, of the resolution we passed on July 13th requesting to see the broker's contract?
It was.
Yeah. Okay.
Lyndon for the stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Number one, we've been denied in that request with given no time frame. And number two, the request is not the same. Thank you.
True. It's not exactly the same.
The stack.
No, go ahead, Teresa.
You know, I hate to sound snarky or angry, but I don't like asking for something from the – I'm the treasurer. I don't like asking something from the IED, and it's like a secret. I mean, I don't know what you directors feel, how you feel about it, but I've been told that and I'm not a realtor, but when you pull up an address, if you Google it, it should say, hey, this is for sale, and I'm not seeing that. You know, I haven't heard why we can't see this document. And I don't like that. And the response sounded kind of dismissive and snarky. So I don't know what to say as a treasurer. I really don't like this motion, but, like, I would like to, again, just ask for the original one and say, you know, second request, I don't understand. I'd like to maybe she wants to call an executive session and explain what, you know, why she wants to keep me in the dark.
I think it may come up at the next PNB meeting.
Hmm. Well,
Lyndon,
I have a problem with the word may.
Is that possible?
May come up.
It may be possible now. Well, not at the next one, but the first one in August.
Yeah.
But that,
as I recall, I saw
there.
A
this,
picture.
This should stand,
I'm sorry.
This should stand on its own. This should stand on its own. Yes,
right.
You saw a PDF of a flyer.
Right.
Like you would, like I snarkily said, you would nail on a telephone pole. But that's a long way from being on the internet, on Hark, or, you know, on this guy's website. And I can't vouch for what Teresa said about Google in the last, like, 5 days. But it's been, I think, over 30 days, and I've been through the same thing over and over.
How does it work if something is on a multiple listing? Does it
show
up when you Google it? How does that work?
Yes, I believe so. How about everybody else in this crowd, in this committee? I think you have been in that situation.
I've never Googled a property. I just, you know, when I've been involved in the sale of a property, I knew from talking to the realtor, you know, and so signing a contract, I knew that it was for sale. Didn't I see a picture of a sign on Lovett in front of the building, or am I?
No,
is
you're
that
correct.
The flyer
you're correct. That was the other picture. There's a, you know, a sign in front of the building. This is a city.
Has anybody tried to call
the
number? Was there a number on the sign?
Yes. There was a number, all that stuff. But this is a city that is, I think, in just the city limits, not the county and everything, is bigger than the city limits of Los Angeles. This
right.
is not a small place. You don't want right. to have people driving by to see a sign in your yard.
Just right now, I Google listing for sale of property at 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas. It says 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006. The property 419 Lovett Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77006 is currently not for sale on Zillow.
Huh.
View details. So, you know,
Does that mean Zillow doesn't have the listing, or does that mean they're saying it's not on a multiple listing?
I just know, you know, you may have seen something in the Chronicle. There was an article in the Chronicle because...
I did see that, yeah.
That's where you saw a picture, and there is a sign up out front, but I'm wondering where I can see this listing.
Well, it's a legitimate question. I don't think we really have to go into it too far. But, you know, you did have a motion to extend. Do you want to make that motion?
Yes, I move we extend 5 minutes.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll go ahead. Go ahead, Teresa. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Seems like a pretty simple question.
I'm asking the directors to weigh in. Do we want to wait another couple weeks? Or what do you want to
Lyndon
do
for the
to
staff.
Get the information you need
I heard
from
you,
IED? Thank you.
I moved the question.
Can't do it.
So
in
take
a committee.
Go to a vote, you mean?
Yes.
Can't do it in a committee.
Okay.
Thank you, Paul.
Well, if there's no more discussion, then we can vote.
Yeah, well, let's see if there's any more discussion. Anyone else have anything to say about it? Or, Paul, do you want to straighten us out on where we are on the parliamentary procedure? Is it time for a vote?
If nobody has anything else to say, yeah, it's probably time to vote on it.
That's what I would have thought.
And I'll read it. The motion on the floor is that the NFC ask the interim executive director and PNB for evidence that the KPFT building at 419 Lovett is listed for sale.
Is there any objection to that motion? Hearing none. That's passed. And, Paul, I guess you'll put that out, as always, as motions passed. And
yep.
I will forward it to, or would, is that something you should do as secretary, forward it to Lydia, or do you want me to do it?
No, that's for you.
Well, very good.
And, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Might I say, you know, you're a director, Chris is a director, Lyndon's a director. As directors and as treasurers, I think maybe you might want to push this issue a little bit better, because I don't think a picture in front, you know, of the building is what I want. I really want to see that contract, and I don't understand why we can't. And I think you should wonder, too.
I do wonder.
As do I.
Okay. I'm sorry, Julie?
I also wonder. I just did a search. I don't know that much about commercial real estate, but I Googled it and found this site called LoopNet, which is supposedly kind of like the Zillow of commercial real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see the property listed there.
Right.
I can vouch for LoopNet. It's excellent.
Well, as I said, it's a legitimate question, so I will forward the resolution to the PMB and to Lydia. And, Lyndon, would you like to put it on the agenda for the PNB? The coordinating committee meets when? Tomorrow night?
The coordinating committee
actually,
does meet tomorrow night.
Actually, yeah, it's
Chris,
supposed to, but Paulina has conflicts, and I might try to move it out a week, unfortunately.
But that schedules the August meeting. First August meeting, right, Chris?
Yeah.
We're having a meeting
like
this Thursday.
Excuse me for speaking out of turn, Chair, but the committee likes to give at least a week prior to the hearing or prior to the meeting so that changes can be made. But in this particular case, Paulina, the secretary of the organization, has specifically requested that we move it because she has a conflict. So I'm trying to accommodate her, but I haven't sent out notification yet. Thank you.
Well, it doesn't prevent anyone, and I'm thinking of Lyndon because he's from KPFT, from presenting it as a motion at the meeting.
Absolutely not. Totally do that. And I would present it for him in his absence.
This Thursday, if I may speak, Chair.
Yes.
Does that meet the timeline of the 48 hours that we need, that we pass?
Oh, no. That timeline only goes for some... You mean some for submitting a motion to the secretary?
Correct.
Yeah, that only goes for motions that are presented prior to the meeting. In the meeting, we didn't change the fact that any motion can be made during a meeting. So when the agenda is presented, you can move to amend it.
Sure. I will present that. I'll send it to him tomorrow, and if I have to, I'll present it during the meeting.
I don't know, though, if the two-thirds requirement will then apply if we're setting the agenda 48 hours ahead. Does that mean?
Correct. That's what I was referring to. Two-thirds.
Yeah, I think that Lyndon's question, the answer to that question is yes, however. If he gets it in before 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 Eastern today.
Okay.
Into the coordinating committee, mean?
Actually, there, you would send it directly to the secretary because the coordinating committee would not govern this week's meeting.
Okay, yeah, you said that. Well, there's a plan.
Lyndon again. Our Paul, could you send me the copy of the motion?
As usual, please. I will send everyone a copy.
You're a good man, our Paul. Thank you very much.
As I like to say, that's why we pay him the big bucks. Is that Teresa?
Yes. I just want you to know I'm looking at Coldwell Banker, who I was told was the company that was listing this property, and I'm looking at the 280-some listings for the zip code, and I'm not seeing this listed with Coldwell Banker.
Understood. Okay, well, I think we've established that it's a question, and it's a question that by a unanimous vote the committee finds legitimate, so we'll see what happens.
Thank you, everyone.
I move that we adjourn.
I think we're actually over time, and we don't need a motion. I think I can just declare that we are adjourned. But thank you, Lynn.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much, Anita, for coming on your vacation.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Anita.
We're not exactly roasting Martin Ellis here, but
enjoy the rest of it.
Thank you. Bye.